As per our opening call today, it'll be interesting to see how things play out in the world of FX this week. We've seen some strong moves in the US dollar, and we're finally into levels that could suggest the buck has limited upside from here. The fact that the market has now taken a good amount of time to digest the Trump victory in the US election could mean that we have already seen most of the dollar bullishness from this news that's been priced in, leaving room for a healthy reversal back in favor of currencies. When we look at the euro on a longer-term basis, there's plenty of strong support down towards 105, and the possibility for the market to bottom out around here is certainly one worth considering. The euro has also taken an added hit on the political uncertainty out of Germany, the extent of which could also already be priced in with respect to the downside. Earlier today, the BOJ governor was on the wires, but held off on giving out hints as to what the central bank will do at the next meeting. Looking ahead, key standouts on Monday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from Canada housing and foreign securities purchases, some Fed speak, and NAHB housing. That's all for now.